All right, so today we're diving into a cold case that's really kind of become ingrained in Charlotte history.
Yeah.
A real mystery. And I think it'll resonate with a lot of our listeners over at nextchapternews.com.
I think so.
So we're talking May 19th, 1963, Mulberry Church Road.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like any other street, but on this day it became anything but ordinary.
Right.
Because inside one of the homes on that street, John and Annie Starnes, a couple in their 70s, were found dead.
Wow.
And it wasn't a peaceful passing.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I mean, we're talking blood all over the walls, the door frames, you know, all the signs of a real struggle.
A violent end.
Yeah. Tragic, especially when you think about, you know, they had worked hard their whole lives. They were finally retired, ready to enjoy some peace and quiet.
You know, you always hear about those golden years, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they should have been living. It's just heartbreaking.
It is. And to really understand the impact of this, you got to know a little bit about John and Annie. They weren't originally from Charlotte. They moved here from Rutherford County back in the late 1940s, and they had this dream, you know.
Mm.
They wanted to open a restaurant, so they did. They called it the Pilot Restaurant, and it was right off State Highway 74.
Oh, I know that area.
Yeah, not too far from where the old State Highway Patrol barracks used to be.
Gotcha.
Now, this wasn't just some greasy spoon. It was a real community hub.
Yeah.
Serving up good food, good company. They put their heart and soul into that place. By the mid-1950s, they'd earned their retirement.
Mm.
They bought a brick ranch house at 32651 Mulberry Church Road. And that house, you know, it represented everything they'd worked for.
Their American dream right there.
Exactly. A symbol of their success, a place to finally relax and enjoy life.
And then this happens.
Then it all gets taken away. So May 19, 1963, that date just looms large in this whole story. But for several days before that, nobody had seen or heard from John and Annie.
That's odd, especially in a close-knit community.
It was. One of their friends, Charles B. Wright, he owned a restaurant too. He started getting worried when they didn't answer their phone. Didn't answer their door. You know that feeling when something just isn't right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had that feeling, and thank goodness he did, because he called the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, the CMPD.
Okay.
And when those officers arrived, what they found was just devastating. John and Annie both stabbed multiple times right there in their bedroom.
Oh, my.
And the blood, it was everywhere. It was clear there'd been a fight, a desperate struggle.
It's hard to imagine.
It is. And the investigators, they figured John and Annie had been dead for at least 2 days before anyone found them.
2 days. That's a long time.
Yeah. So we're here today, all these years later, digging into this case. And our goal here on nextchapternews.com is to really go through everything we know about this mystery, about the suspect, about the questions that still haven't been answered.
Yeah, let's break it down. What did they find out early on in the investigation?
Well, right away, the brutality of the crime, it just stood out. And then there were these other murders that had happened around the same time up in Virginia.
Okay.
Also elderly victims, also stabbed in their homes. So investigators started thinking maybe this wasn't just a random act of violence in Charlotte.
Mm-mm. A possible connection?
Yeah. So that's where Luther Durham Jr. comes into the picture.
Okay. Who is he?
He's from Guilford County, North Carolina, in his early 30s back in 63.
Okay.
And get this, he was already on the radar for those Virginia murders.
Mm.
Like a person of interest. The whole thing. Elderly victims, stabbings, it just seemed to fit.
So they're thinking maybe he's involved in the Charlotte case, too.
Right. But here's where it gets tricky. Durham, he had an alibi.
Oh.
He said he was with his girlfriend, Alice Fritz, her sister Myrtle, and her stepfather George. They were traveling, their car broke down. And here's the weird part.
Mm-hmm.
He specifically claimed that he dropped them off at the Starnes' house.
He did?
Yeah. Said John Starnes himself opened the door. The thing is, nobody could confirm that story. No evidence, no witnesses. But it put Durham right there at the scene, at least in his own words.
So did the police believe him?
Well, they knew they had to dig deeper. And when they questioned Durham, he started playing games. He hinted that he knew things about the Starnes murders, but he wouldn't talk unless they did something for him.
What did he want?
He wanted them to wait and see what happened with his trial in Virginia. You know, the one for those other murders.
Oh, so he was trying to bargain with them.
Yeah. Like, if things go my way in Virginia, maybe I'll tell you what I know about Charlotte. It was a risky move on his part, and it put the investigators in a tough spot.
I can imagine. So what happened in Virginia?
Well, in December 1965, Durham was convicted. Got life plus 14 years. And just like he said he would, he clammed up. Never said another word about the Starnes case.
Wow. So did the investigation just stop there?
It pretty much went cold for a long time. And then, by 2019, Durham, Alice Fritz, her sister, her stepfather, they're all gone. Died.
So any leads they might have gotten from them, just gone.
Pretty much. Now, let's talk about the crime scene itself, because there were some things there that just didn't add up. First of all, there was no sign of forced entry.
None. So how did the killer get in?
That's the big question. No broken windows, no busted locks, which makes you think that maybe, just maybe, the Starneys knew their attacker.
You're right. If they didn't force their way in, John and Annie must have let them in willingly.
Yeah. And that takes us back to Durham's alibi. Remember, he said he dropped people off at the house and John answered the door. We can't prove it, but it's possible.
Interesting. It's like a puzzle with a few pieces missing.
Exactly. But then there's the violence of the attack. They were stabbed so many times, it was just rage, pure fury.
It's almost like whoever did it, they had this deep personal anger towards them.
But that doesn't really make sense either, because it doesn't look like robbery was the motive. There wasn't much missing from the house.
So not about money then. What else could it be?
And that brings us back to those Virginia murders. Same MO. Elderly victims, stabbed in their homes. It makes you wonder, was it the same person? Was it Durham?
It's definitely a strong possibility, but without a confession or more evidence, it's hard to say for sure.
Right. Now, the house itself, 3651 Mulberry Church Road, it stood empty for years. Just a sad reminder of what happened there.
A ghost house, basically.
Yeah. And eventually it was torn down, but the memory of John and Annie, that lives on.
You can't just erase something like that, even if the building is gone.
And the CMPD, they haven't forgotten either. It's still an open case in their cold case unit. Every now and then they take another look at it, hoping for a new lead.
What about DNA evidence? Could that help?
It's possible. But from what we know, there wasn't much usable evidence collected back in 63. At least not that's been publicly revealed.
You never know, though. Maybe with new technology, they can retest some things, find something they missed before.
Maybe. But beyond all the investigative stuff, there's the human side of this. You know, John and Annie, they were part of this community. They had friends. They had a life. And it was all ripped away.
Just gone in an instant.
And it really shook people up, especially back then. People didn't lock their doors as much. You know, there was more trust. This case, it kind of changed that for a lot of people.
Yeah, that feeling of safety, once it's gone, it's hard to get back.
So here we are, all these years later, and we're still left with the big questions. Was it Durham? Did he kill John and Annie? Or was he just trying to save his own skin? Was it someone they knew? Someone they trusted? We may never know for sure.
Some secrets, they just go to the grave.
It's true. And as of today, March 17th, 2025, those answers, they might be lost forever. Or maybe they're hidden somewhere, waiting to be found. Maybe in some old police file or some forgotten witness statement.
Someone listening might know something, even if they don't realize it's important. Maybe it's time for them to speak up.
Exactly. If you have any information about this case, no matter how small, the CMPD wants to hear from you. You can call them directly at 704-336-7670. And if you want to remain anonymous, you can call Charlotte Crime Stoppers at 704-334-1600. You might just have that missing piece of the puzzle.
John and Annie deserve justice. Their story deserves an ending.
They do. And you know, for John and Annie Starnes, justice is a debt that's still unpaid. Their story is a haunting reminder of a crime that shocked Charlotte, and it's a story that's still waiting for its final chapter.
Absolutely.
So I'll leave you with this thought. This case, it's been cold for over 60 years. What does that tell us about how we remember things, how communities heal, how we keep searching for truth? Is it possible that even after all this time, one little detail, one tiny clue, could finally unlock the mystery of what happened to John and Annie Starnes? That's something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive here on nextchapternews.com.
Thank you for listening.